Hey everyone, this is Michael from the Unresolved Podcast. It's not often that I get to make an update for a prior episode, but it's beginning to look like one may be in store for the story of Chase Masner. When I last spoke to you about Chase Masner, I told you a little bit about him, that he was a 26-year-old Iraqi war veteran with a wife and two daughters who was living in the area of Canton, Georgia. At the time of his disappearance, he was working at a Quick Trip convenience store, which was just a stone's throw away from the home of one of his friends, named Brad Clements. Chase and his wife, Amanda, had been having some relationship issues, so he had been staying at his mother's home for a few days. After another argument, Chase went over to spend the night with his friend Brad, and he was never seen by anyone again. This was in March of 2014. In the years since, most of the speculation has fallen on the shoulders of the friend who last saw him, Brad Clements. In an interview published earlier this year, Brad spoke about Chase's desire to get his hands on some drugs, in particular, an opiate named Roxycodone. These comments always stood out to me because a recorded phone conversation between Brad and Chase's wife, Amanda, quoted Brad as saying that he would never let a friend overdose at his house. According to him, he would apparently know exactly what to do if that were to ever happen. Well, according to recent news reports, he should not be so confident. After the story began to blow up, Brad Clements sold his house in Kennesaw, Georgia, and moved away. He has apparently become a bit of a vagrant, at least according to Nancy Grace's description of him on her own podcast. However, a few weeks ago, news broke that cadaver dogs picked up on a scent in the backyard of Brad Clements' old home. Now, CBS 46 Atlanta is reporting that a body has been discovered in that backyard, and an autopsy is already underway. I expect that we'll be learning a lot more about this story in the coming days and weeks, but I just wanted to let everyone know as soon as possible. I assume that police will be performing some identifying tests to confirm the identity of the victim, but I personally feel pretty confident saying that if any remains are discovered in that backyard, they likely belong to Chase Masner. We can only hope that the answer helps bring some closure to the family and friends of Chase Masner, some of whom, like Chase's wife Amanda, have been persecuted in the years since for misconstrued comments and the like. I can only hope this brings some peace to them, and I'll keep you all updated with any new developments in the story. Barring any updates over the next few days, I expect that you'll all be hearing from me next this weekend when I bring you part 3 of the Alcacer Girl story, aptly titled The Fugitive. Until then, stay safe everyone, and make sure to give your family an extra hug tonight.